Hello, and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 376, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. And every day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today we begin the last book of the New Testament and the last book of the Bible. The book of Revelation is regarded by many people as the most difficult to understand book in the Bible. And to be sure, there are many passages within its pages that we can only guess at their meaning. But there is much we can learn. As a matter of fact, chapter 1, verse 3 promises blessings to those who study it. The author is the Apostle John, who was imprisoned on the island of Patmos, just off the coast of Greece. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 1. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus Christ. Jesus shows those who serve God what will happen soon. God made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. John gives witness to everything he saw. The things he gives witness to are God's word and what Jesus Christ has said. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy. Blessed are those who hear it and think everything it says is important. The time when these things will come true is near. I, John, am writing this letter. I'm sending it to the seven churches in Asia Minor. May grace and peace come to you from the one who is, and who was, and who will come. May grace and peace come to you from the seven spirits who are in front of God's throne. May grace and peace come to you from Jesus Christ. What Jesus gives witness to can always be trusted. He was the first to rise from the dead. He rules over the kings of the earth. Give glory and power to the one who loves us. He has set us free from our sins by pouring out his blood for us. He has made us members of his royal family. He has made us priests who serve his God and Father. Give him glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he's coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him will see him. All the nations of the earth will be sad because of him. This really will happen. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, and who was, and who will come. I am the Mighty One. I, John, am a believer like you. I am a friend who suffers like you. As members of Jesus' royal family, we can put up with anything that happens to us. I was on the island of Patmos because I taught God's word and what Jesus said. The Holy Spirit took complete control of me on the Lord's Day. I heard a loud voice behind me that sounded like a trumpet. The voice said, "Write on a scroll what you see. Send it to the seven churches in Asia Minor. They are Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." I turned around to see who was speaking to me. When I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. In the middle of them was someone who looked like a son of man. He was dressed in a long robe with a gold strip of cloth around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a blazing fire. His feet were like bronze metal glowing in a furnace. His voice sounded like rushing waters. He held seven stars in his hand. Out of his mouth came a sharp sword that had two edges. His face was like the sun shining in all of its brightness. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I were dead. Then he put his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys to death and hell. So write down what you have seen. Write about what is happening now and what will happen later. Here is what the mystery of the seven stars you saw in my right hand means. They are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden lampstands you saw stand for the seven churches." May God bless the reading of his word. So, John is either shown a vision of heaven or he is taken there. We can't really tell from his description. And when he is there, he sees many things, and he hears a voice that tells him to write down what he sees. When he turns to see who was speaking to him, he sees someone who looked like a son of man. John didn't know who it was, and no wonder. John says, he was dressed in a long robe with a gold strip of cloth around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a blazing fire. His feet were bronze like metal glowing in a furnace. His voice sounded like rushing waters. He held 7 stars in his right hand, and out of his mouth came a sharp sword that had 2 edges. His face was like the sun shining in all of its brightness. What would you do if you saw something like that? Probably just what John did. He fainted. But this awe-inspiring person puts his right hand on John and says, "Don't be afraid. I'm the first and the last. I'm the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys to death and hell." It was Jesus, and he told John not to be afraid. Despite his appearance, despite the fact that he holds the keys to death and hell, he tells John not to be afraid. If we're in Christ Jesus, if we're his, we have no cause for fear. We don't need to fear what is in the past. We don't need to fear what is in the present. We don't need to fear what is in the future. We are his. We are in him, and he is in us. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Do not be afraid. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 374.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we're back in the Old Testament book of 1 Kings. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.